Review Units 13 to 16, page 111, Exercise 7.
Good morning, boys and girls. Could I have your attention, please? Okay, thank you. As I'm sure you all know, this Friday we're going on a school trip to Brighton. Now, I'd like to give you some information and suggestions about the travel arrangements that have been made by our school. First of all, don't be late for school that day, because the coach will pick us up in front of the main school building at 7 o'clock sharp. I'm very sorry to tell you that if you come late, you'll be left behind. If I were you, I'd ask one of your parents to wake you up that morning. Furthermore, don't leave all the material we've been working on the last few days at home. If you do, you won't be able to finish the project on the sites of southeastern England we started a couple of weeks ago. Remember, that's very important. Secondly, the journey will take quite a long time. There are often traffic jams on the motorway, and we probably won't have time for more than one stop at a motorway service area. We have to be in front of the Royal Pavilion at 10 sharp, because a guide is going to be waiting for us there. Therefore, I suggest you bring a packed lunch with you if you don't want to starve. What is the Royal Pavilion? It's a wonderful royal residence which was built in the early 19th century for the Prince Regent. The visit to the palace will last about 1.5 hours. Once we leave the pavilion, we'll have a look at the Brighton Museum and Art Gallery, where a lot of beautiful 20th century works of art are displayed in a very interesting and fascinating way. There is also a World Art Collection, which includes objects from Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. You'll see masks, puppets, and world textiles. Everything you see and read there will be of use when you have to write the section in your history project about multiculturalism. So, pay attention. This second visit in the morning will take us 60 minutes, more or less. At about 12:30, you'll have some free time to walk through Brighton's lovely gardens and an hour to have your lunch. In the afternoon, you'll have time to have fun in this wonderful town. We'll have a walk along Brighton Pier. I'm sure you'll like the Palace of Fun and Dome, which is full of attractions and rides. Most of them are inside, so you can enjoy them even if the weather is bad. We'll leave Brighton at 3:30. If we don't come across too much traffic on the way back, we'll probably get back to school in about 3 hours. At 3:30, everybody must be at the same place the coach stopped at when we arrived. I'm sure we'll all have a great time if everyone sticks to the rules. If anybody wants to ask me any questions, please do.